made simple.
The patchwork quilt of the Good Day program.
Oh, and what a patchwork.
I'm Doug Steffen. He's Rich McFadden. Yeah. Clay Cohut is here, and he'll have his special guest with us. We're going to meet one of our Facebook fans later on in this hour, plus a report from the world of social media. Jennifer Horn is here. Roberta Fasanelli is here to celebrate Friday on the radio. This week, as we've mentioned a number of times, all of you, unless you've been under a rock, have certainly been influenced by and involved in the discussion of what happened in Tucson last weekend. And I don't approach these things on this program from a political point of view, and I don't even like to acknowledge some of the stuff that's gone on, some of the talk radio programs and the usual predictable stuff. And I say this, and I'm catching myself as I'm about to say it, because I have criticized other people for saying sort of the same thing. Didn't vote for Barack Obama, but. So when I tell you that I don't listen to Mark Levin because I don't really like his shtick, but I like him as a person, I like Mark
a
lot.
He's a good guy.
He's a very good guy. All right, so anyway, what I found interesting this week, as you go back, I mean, look at even today, after this, almost a week of this, the headlines, Reuters, Tucson says farewell to youngest shooting victim. AP, youngest Arizona shooting victim laid to rest. CNN, Gifford's breathing tube may be removed today. MSNBC is Arizona, the epicenter of divisiveness. Fox News, Giffords opens both eyes, moves her arms and legs. New York Times, a clamor for gun limit, but fewer expect real changes. CBS News, mass shootings and mental illness. You can't escape it. Wall Street Journal. You get the drift of it. No matter where you go, you're going to find still almost a week later references to this event. And one of the key things that the people have gone to since the sheriff last week sort of opened the door about freedom of speech, or the discussion went to freedom of speech, but talk radio and talk television, and that's really been in talk radio, the assault, as some hosts have called it, had been on the top of the heap. So I noticed with some interest, and I only mention this because I think it's pretty compelling. And again, it may be political in nature, but it's still pretty compelling. Mark Levin has offered $100,000 to Chris Matthews if Matthews can find evidence that Sarah Palin called for any public official's death. Apparently, Matthews has been, Matthews on MSNBC. That's the opposite side. The MSNBC side is the left side, and the Fox side is the right side, right in terms of politics, not correct necessarily. But Levin, who runs a center in Washington, that's where he sort of
Landmark Legal
teeth.
Foundation.
It's called the Landmark Legal Foundation, and it is aimed at helping lawyers who are doing political work find the justification for whatever their case is from the right. And Levin is a pretty smart lawyer, and he's been supplying Rush Limbaugh with material for years. That's how they became friends. Anyway, so he's making a pretty good buck now on his show and in this other thing. So he's got $100,000, and he puts it on the line. And, I mean,
he's not putting anything
puts
on the line.
$100,000 on the line because he knows Matthews can't come up with proof of it. But it's just a great way.
Doug, I'll pay you $100,000 if you can jump off the roof of your barn and land on the Washington Monument.
Right. Right away, Richie.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing.
He did his due diligence.
That has been interesting this week in terms of the radio, and many of you have heard this conversation. The governor of Rhode Island, a guy named Lincoln Chafee, used to be a senator. And got defeated, so now he runs for the governor and he wins. Tells his people that he doesn't want him to go on the talk radio program.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
In Providence, PRO is one station, and what's the other one? That awful W. And I'm on the other one. I remember the call letters. Isn't that Because they changed them. It used to be WJAR when I was on it ages ago. Anyway, the point is that he said to his workers, "I'm not going on talk radio. I don't want you to either. You don't do it during work time. You want to go on, you know, on your own time, that's fine." But then as soon as that thing got played on a couple of media giants, the talk radio world starts, at least it was a deflection or a distraction from talking about Tucson.
Here's this governor. Can you believe it? He told his people not to go on the air. Wow, that's anti-American.
And so he hasn't really backed down in terms of criticism of what goes on. And the danger, the reason I bring it up is because there's such a danger here of putting all of what we do. This is a conversational radio program, but it's not a political show. So much of the mass media thinks that all of talk radio is Rush Limbaugh versus Ed Schultz. That's what they think it is. It's all that kind of stuff. When, in fact, in reality, it is becoming more and more less and less about those. But that isn't the flavor that the news media, because they're so simplistic, comes up with. They refer to us as like this giant cabal, like all of us think the same, speak about the same things. And it really is pretty annoying and very sophomoric. But that doesn't come, that doesn't keep them from coming across as a pretty strident. So Chafee is sort of surprised. He makes one comment to a reporter, and it gets just like the shot heard around the world. So everybody blasting away. And so he changes a little what he said. WHJJ. Thank you, Richie. That's right. So he changes a little what he's saying and says, you know what? I'm for the marketplace deciding whether talk radio hosts or programs survive. And I think that's fine. That's the way it ought to be. This is a free market economy. And if the shows are good, there'll be successful business enterprises. People stay. If they aren't, people don't support the advertisers, they'll go away. And that was probably the more intelligent way of him positioning it. But he didn't do that until after he got caught with his foot in his mouth. He wasn't suspecting that what he had said to this one reporter would get everywhere. But that's the testimony to the new media. You say something, it's never in a vacuum anymore. Somebody's always watching. There's a podcast here. There are people. Remember the old days of clipping newspapers? I guess there probably are still services of clipping newspapers.
Clip services,
but there are.
Now there's an RSS
services,
feed.
Right. That pick out a word in a headline or in the context of
talk,
whatever the presentation
and or
is.
Radio.
And it just is like what you get when if you have visited a site. Let's say you like George Washington memorabilia, all right, and you visited sites. You'll get ads on your computer promoting George Washington memorabilia available wherever.
Right.
Because it picks that word out. The cookies, pick out the word, and therefore you're going to see that sort of thing. And that's what happened with Chafee. Somebody picked that and it went everywhere. And so now he's trying to backtrack. Well, maybe the guys can go on the air here and there, but I'm not changing my point of view. He called the Sarah Palin a cocky wacko. And, you know, okay, so what's that going to do? You're going to get all the right-wingers, oh, look at this guy. So what does
it
do?
It just creates more division.
It's just a big, huge right, exactly. The hole in which there is a big, huge opportunity, if you will. But it all comes back around to how stuff gets reported and how people take it. And some of the things that happened in Tucson, including, I think, the sheriff's statement, got way blown out of proportion. And then it all became about, instead of most of the focus being on these people and the sadness that there is in Tucson and fixing that problem, it all becomes these narcissists all think it's about them.
I'm not going to be quiet. I'm not going to muzzle myself. I am an important person.
I don't mind having the conversation, though. I just don't think it should be tied to that event.
Right.
But
yeah.
The conversation is fine. I don't mind the conversation.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, so that's my read.
I think we can all be a little bit less of a jerk.
The week. Speak for yourself, Rich.
No, I am.
16 past the hour. Speaking of...
Speaking of jerks?
I'm going to modify that a little bit.
Good.
I think you're silly if you don't have a prostate exam. How's that? If you're a man in his 40s and you're a woman married to that man or with that man is a significant part of your life, and you love that person, then you are not doing him a service if you do not, if you let him get away with. First of all, you should know what's going on in his body because he's your man. And if he doesn't have a checkup every year, you should be on him. You need to have a checkup every year, and so does he. And if you don't, you're going to go down that long, lonesome trail that sooner or later gets the person you love. Because so many men who don't understand what's going on in their prostate fall victim. Oh, I'm healthy. I don't need to have my prostate check. It's nothing to do with that. By the time you know what's going on in there, if it's bad, it's too late. Unless you've had a measurement every step of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to avoid the problem, you get the checkups, and you also take food for your prostate. And the food that I recommend, and Dr. Ken does too, is Super Beta Prostate. It feeds your prostate, keeps it healthy, and then you don't have your intimacy affected by something that isn't working right. And you know that you're going to have health. Just feeding it is important. If you call 800-607-7078 right now, you get a healthy, you can get a healthy dose of Super Beta Prostate in the form of a free bottle coming from the folks at New Vitality who make Beta Prostate products. 800-607-7078. So call them now. Don't need a prescription. There's so much of this stuff's been sold. Everybody talks about it. We all know it. So make yourself you're a part of the solution. When you get Super Beta Prostate, you'll pay a small shipping and handling charge. That's it. Call now. Super Beta Prostate free, 800-607-7078.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
You'll be happy to know that the gossip mongers this week are focused on Ellen Nordgren. Is that how you pronounce your name?
Elin.
Elin. Oh.
Yeah.
Ellen. Elin.
Now he's going to start calling every Ellen Elin.
Yeah. Elin.
She has accused Tiger Woods of breaking into her new home and rummaging through her personal belongings to see who she was dating.
Wow.
Yeah. He's told a story in order to get past the staff at her gated community in Florida. He searched for her diaries to find out what she's saying about the people she's with and him.
Oh, scandalous.
Wow. Heavy, huh? 21 after on Good Day.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Example.
Aretha!
I don't know whether I like her or the better. Yeah, she got a power. And that throat of hers. Ah, this is great. So Aretha Franklin was on Access Hollywood yesterday.
Looking good, Aretha.
And she denied having cancer.
What? Huh?
He said the surgery that you just had is going to add 15 or 20 more years to your life.
All right.
That's all she said about that. What else? She told, she said the doctor has told her everything is going to be A-OK. That's the, I think, what you played. Richard,
I know,
played 14,
here's 11, the one where she denies it.
Yeah. I don't know where pancreatic cancer came from. I was sitting there reading the newspaper and it's saying someone in my family said that. No one in my family ever said that to anybody.
And then here's where she says,
he said the surgery that you just had is going to add 15 or 20 more years to your life.
There you go. And then when you play 14-14, Richie, talking about the first time she didn't feel well.
The pain was so hard it almost brought me to my knees. I was in Birmingham at the time, and then I went on to Boston from there. Of course, it went away, and I went on to Boston, but after the concert, the same pain hit me in the side again, and I really just began to not feel good, and I said, oh, no, this is it. This is it. I can't do any more concerts until I know exactly what the problem is.
All right, she was
good.
By the way,
yeah.
That's, she subscribes to a different kind of game. She wants to do the pain brain frame drain game instead of the same brain we do with Roberta versus the pain frame.
So I'm confused. Did we ever find out what's wrong with her?
She
doesn't have.
Surgery.
Well, we have. She has something wrong with her, but it's not pancreatic cancer, so she says.
She's lost 80 pounds. She looks great.
She needs to lose 80 pounds. She was 150 pounds overweight. So, well, let's, you know, you just hold your fingers, cross your fingers, great entertainer. She's in late 60s, 70s. She's got to be 73, 74. How old is she? Anybody know?
Let's look. She's got to be right around that area.
All right, let's do a little gossip here.
Ooh.
This week, Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds, confronted again by the entertainment media, asked to talk about rumors that they are seeing one another.
She's
Ryan
silly.
Says, I got two eyes. She's got two eyes. Yeah, we can see each other.
She's only 68.
Is that all she is?
Yeah.
Oof. Anyway, the blogs are full of Sandra and Ryan.
They are.
Rumors come from
spending New Year's together.
Oh, wow.
That guy. I mean, hey, listen, I respect him for how hard he works and how well he's done.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, but Sandra Bullock, come on now.
Dude, he's hot. Are you out of your mind?
Sandra Bullock? Please.
So apparently Ryan, Scarlett Johansson, who's the ex-wife, Ryan's ex-wife, says, even if they are not a couple yet, this is awkward for me.
Really?
She thinks of Sandy as a friend and hates the thought that she may have been responsible for the breakup. Hello, you little twit.
No!
You're responsible because you didn't pay any attention to your husband and you were married to him because you got married to him too young.
Wow.
Yeah, duh.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, what do you want?
Arnold's next act.
Yeah.
He's going green.
I'm going green.
Next
he
act.
He did that already in the 70s.
He's going to start.
Just click on. He's going green through.
First of all, he starts this week on the speech circuit, commanding $45,000 a speech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People pay me to talk like this.
Right.
Do they get discounts for all the words he mispronounces?
He says,
well, I still have the patience to sit on the set and do a movie for 3 months. I don't know. I think if somebody waves a $20 million check in front of me, I'd probably become very patient. And that's the kind of dough, somebody like that. I mean,
I kind of like being old and fat, though.
Opens. He's not old and fat.
I'm getting old and getting fat.
No, he's not fat. He doesn't look like he used to, but he can still bring. He can open a movie. Arnold Schwarzenegger in a movie. Yet, guess what? That movie's going to open.
You think?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Anyway, he made $174,000 as a governor a year, and $25 million in real estate. Profits.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. More and more destinations are trying to reconnect people with their food sources, and cheesemaking is no exception. From Wisconsin to Vermont to lesser-known cheese-loving states, there are a number of hands-on activities. At the Massachusetts branch of the Northeast Organic Farming Association, visitors are up to their elbows in curds and whey with hands-on workshops. In Walla Walla, Washington, the Montalais Fromagerie offers a two-day intensive course. It's $200, but that includes all your meals on the farm and, of course, your own cheese wheel to bring home. Practically the entire state of Wisconsin has a love affair with cheese, so they've got a whole cheese trail mapped out, from cheese shops to farmers markets to hands-on experiences. Working dairy farms are at the epicenter of the process, and these experiences tend to be very kid-friendly. At the Vermont Billing Farm, milking sessions illustrate how the product gets from the farm to the table. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely. Be smart. Get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances.
If you're about to buy hardwood floors, listen carefully. Absolutely no one beats the deals at Lumber Liquidators. They buy direct from the mill, cutting out the middleman, and pass the savings on to you. You'll find prices like laminate floors for 69 cents a square foot, and Bellawood's solid pre-finished hardwood with a 50-year warranty, starting at $2.99 a square foot, plus lots more incredible deals. Call 800-HARDWOOD or visit lumberliquidators.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns.
And will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns.
Under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Very based on how you buy.
If this good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it through.
Here I am.
There you are. Big time radio at its finest. Richie, 33 after the hour.
There you go.
Well, you have a good day program. This is better than anything you'll hear on CBS, I'll tell you that. And NBC.
Ooh.
Right? Better than ABC.
Ooh.
Better than CNN. Better than Fox. Better than who else? Premier. People know they know the EIB network. They don't know who Premier is.
Right.
Yeah, that's Beck and Hannity and George, who has George has got the most basic outlook on life. I love George. He's a very simple, good guy. We were talking about some of the people on the air this morning here and there, and some of the people I've been privileged to meet over the years who have just been fun, who have come along in a way that every once in a while they have to pinch themselves. Is this really what I'm doing?
Yeah, and Moore is one of those.
Yeah, he is. He's in the right place at the right time.
He fell into it, man.
Boy,
but
he's a sweet guy.
He's a
very sweet guy.
What a sweet guy.
Yep. Now, as long as we're talking about big time radio, I'm going to give you a behind the scenes introspective look at big time radio. Before we meet Janet Mattson, who is our Facebook friend of the week, and Clay gives us his social media stories of the week. Check out the poll and the video, et cetera, et cetera. Richie, if we're rolling, I'm going to demonstrate to the audience. Roberta's been around for a while. Jennifer, all of us are radio brats, so we kind of understand you're all snickering at me because I'm going to do something in one take. I'm going to read an announcement that is supposed to – this is what we – do Richie and I oftentimes during the day and sometimes in the evening. I have to record things.
But I got some more I need to do.
By the radio. Well, let me just do this one first.
Okay, Are you really doing this right now?
I'm really going to do
hold
this.
Hold on a minute. Hold on.
This is one take.
Let me get everything recorded.
This is one take. All right, now this is the background for this is, as you know, I'm leaving today, traveling across the country, and I'll be visiting KWAM in Memphis on Monday and then over in Stevensville, Texas, on Tuesday, and KTSM on Wednesday, and up at the Kiva the Kiva KIVA in Albuquerque on Thursday.
I have a bunch of friends in Stephenville.
Do you? At school there?
Yeah.
Well, they hear you on the radio there. Maybe they'll be excited that you'll be on the radio because we're going to actually do radio program on the station there when we're there on Tuesday.
Awesome. Wow. I don't want to let them know.
This is Kiva Morning host Doug Steffen. I'll be arriving in Albuquerque on Wednesday and broadcasting from the Kiva studios nationwide on Thursday morning. I'd love to meet you, so we're having meet and greet with me at Monroe's Restaurant on Osuna starting at 6 Wednesday evening. We'll have the Del Norte combination plate on special for only $6.95, and everyone who comes will be registered to win the Kiva prize package worth hundreds of dollars. Please call Kiva for reservations at 899-5029. That's 899-5029, and I'll see you Wednesday at 6 at Monroe's on Osuna. How's that?
Dig it.
I'll pay you $10.
Yeah.
If you can do it again.
Well, if you're going to do anything again, give me some for the big talker.
The big talker?
Yeah.
You want me to do the big talker? This is the is 1580, right?
1580, the big talker.
Can I try to do it after you do it?
Oh, what is this?
This is an American Idol, Clay.
This is Ding Dong School, take one. You want me to do a promo? The Doug Steffen Good Day program on 1580, is that what you want?
Yeah.
This is Doug Steffen, the host of the morning program on the Big Talker in Washington, 1580. Join me, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, and yes, young Clay Cohut. Every morning we'll get you going. The right side of the day is not necessarily a reference to politics. We're just going to get you started on the right side of the day. Every morning, right here, 1580 in Washington is the Big Talker.
Good. Now just give me
whammo.
Two 10-second ones, and then we're good there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Doug Steffen. You're listening to the Big Talker. Yeah.
This is Doug Steffen of the Good Day program. You're listening to the Big Talker in Washington, 1580. Big Talk.
One more.
The Big Talker in Washington is 1580. I guess that means I'm a big talker. Doug Steffen of the Good Day gang every morning on 1580, the Big Talker.
Can I try?
All right, good. One time. Hold on, man. I got to put you in so I can
record. Really?
Good.
This is Clay for the Doug Steffen's Good Day. Doug's got a big mouth, and you're listening to the Big Talker at 1580 in Washington.
Oh, yeah, you're fired.
Yeah.
Nice try. You can't insult him.
That's not insulting.
Yeah. Plus, it just sounded like, this is Clay for the Big Talker.
We've got deals. We've got your prices.
Oh, man.
Roberta. What did I haven't heard Roberta for 15 years. Where'd
sleeping.
She go?
I'm here.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to put her name on this
doing
beautiful
taxes
piece of radio.
She's doing her taxes with one hand and then filing her nails with the other.
All right. Here's a question. We have 60 seconds for a 2020 news quiz. How many million people watched President Obama's Tucson speech this week? The correct answer gets a swell prize from the Doug Steffen Prize Package Department, or Bob's in charge of that. We call it the prize closet, I guess, right? How many million watched
in the closet,
President
closet.
Obama's Tucson speech? It aired, remember, live on 7 different networks. How many people watched it? I'll give you a hint. It was the most watched program of the week, of the year so far, and actually, if you go back, it may be the most watched program since the most successful airing of American Idol, which would have been, 4 years ago, Jennifer? How many years ago they have? I'm not going to give you the number because that gives it away. But anyway, what's the number? 800-510-8255. We get 60 seconds to figure that out. How many million watched the president? And after we answer that question, we'll be Janet Mattson here on Good Day, one of our Facebook friends.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the fields, going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar, then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than $1 a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
This MLK weekend, take advantage of Sears' big home appliance savings event. Get 30% off all Kenmore appliances and an extra 5% on all Kenmore when you use your Sears card. Plus, get 15% off all other brands and get a Kenmore top-load high-efficiency washer and dryer for only $399.99 each. Hurry into Sears for these incredible savings. Search Sears Appliances for our everyday best prices guaranteed. Sears. Exclusions apply. See stores for details. 30 and 15% offers end 1/19. Kenmore laundry item offer valid 1/13 through 1/18. For full offers, see Sears.com. See price matching policy for details.
Our poll today at DougStephan.com, also known as GoodDayShow.com. What do you want most from your government? A lot of talk about the government this week, and I mean, there's always a lot of talk about it. So this is a focus because the state of Illinois increased the income tax by 66%. Talking about shooting yourself in the foot, shooting yourself in the head. Oh, my God, what bad PR came from that. At any rate, what do you want most from government? A, strong leadership. B, less taxes. Probably Clay would be better as fewer taxes. Less taxes, I guess, is okay, though. Does everybody agree?
Yes.
Yeah. Less taxes, yes. Okay.
More social programs? Yeah, that's what I want. Less involvement in my day-to-day life or health care? All right. What do you want most from your government? Strong leadership, fewer taxes, more social programs, less involvement in my day-to-day life or health care? Let us know what you think by going to gooddayshow.com, taking our daily poll. Yesterday, we asked you, which of these services, service industries, does the best job? This was on the heels of that survey, which suggested that there were 15 really hated companies in the country, and American Airlines was number one. So we asked this question as an outgrowth of that discussion. Which of these service industries does the best job? 42%, none of the above. That pretty much set the tone. 17% said the utility companies. 8% said banking companies. 4% said government. Let's see here. 5% cable television. 3% airlines. Well, airlines at the bar. Boy, do those guys in the airline business really need to fix their image. Wow, wow, wow. Still looking for the right answer to how many million people watched the Obama speech. Let's see if we can get that before we go to Dr. Ken. And right now, let's meet Janet Mattson, who is one of our listeners in Huntington, West Virginia. Janet, so nice to meet you. Happy New Year. It's not too late for Happy New Year, is it?
Good morning. Happy New Year to you, too.
Well, that's very nice of you. Tell us about you. What do you do? What have you been doing with your life so far before we made you a star? What were you doing?
I was a stay-at-home mom. I was fortunate to do that. I've been married 43 years.
Good for you.
I have two grown daughters that are married, four grandchildren, and a husband to boot.
And what do you like best about your husband?
Oh, let's see. What do I like best about my husband? He's retired and he goes out during the day. Does that?
That works.
There you go. Good. Now, are you one of these people who wears, you have a bumper sticker on the back of your car? Let me tell you about my grandchildren.
No, I don't, but I will tell you if you want to know.
Yeah, I want to know, yeah.
I have two grandsons in Arizona, and I have a grandson and a granddaughter in El Paso, Texas.
Oh, cool.
My son-in-law, one son-in-law is in the Army. He just got back from his second tour in Iraq. And he was gone when my granddaughter was born, when his daughter was born. And my daughter, he called from Iraq, and my daughter put the cell phone on her chest, and he listened to the baby being born.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's very
sweet.
It was very nice.
So how long have you been listening to the Good Day program?
Oh, my goodness. You were on the local radio station probably 12, 15 years ago, maybe, and then they went to an all-sports station.
Horrors. And shame on them. Curses.
Awful, awful.
Yes, terrible.
And then probably 5 or 6 years ago, I found you on the Internet.
Yeah.
And have been listening since then.
Aren't
I sent you a snowflake when your dad passed away.
Oh.
That's so nice.
Can I tell you, my father has a closet. It's not a closet. I have a big chest in the eating room in the other end of the house.
I have a big chest, too.
Yeah, I know you do. Right? So thank you for suggesting that, Jennifer. And so does Janet. Janet's got a nice big chest there. So in this chest, there are lots of the memorabilia. My father's ashes are in the urn next to it. And in that little, it's one of those open cabinet kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And in it is what you sent me. Now I remember who you are.
You.
Yes.
Thank you.
It went in
thank
there.
You.
Very
yeah,
sweet.
I,
very nice.
I actually read an article about Marlo Thomas probably 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And that was her favorite Christmas ornament somebody sent her in memory of her dad.
Oh.
And I started doing it then.
Good for you. Well, that's I'm sure you made a lot of people happy with
that. Yeah, I think so.
And
I
you've made
so.
Us happy by being here. Today.
Well, thank you.
I think we'll send you a Good Day prize package. Do you happen to know how many people watched Barack Obama? I can't find anybody that has the right answer. The other
I don't have a clue.
It was 31 million people.
Wow. 31 million people.
Imagine that,
mm-hmm.
huh?
Wow.
31
mm-hmm.
million people watched that thing the other
day. Yeah.
Yep. Well, you're very special, Janet, and I'm flattered to have you among our Facebook fans
thank
and
you.
Also as a listener.
She's one of our great Facebook
thank
friends.
You.
We talk to her almost every day.
Yeah.
Yep. Good for you.
And I want to know, before you hang up, do brown cows really get brown milk?
Brown cows actually do give, I wouldn't describe it as brown milk, but brown cows give milk that is heavier in butter fat and it's more yellowy, so it has a browner tone to it than the white milk that comes out of Holstein's.
Okay.
All right? And that's a true story. That is the truth.
Okay.
All right, Janet, she's rewarded.
All right, Janet, hang on 1 second. Pete,
hold on to you.
Everybody have a good day.
And you as well. Listeners, you can throw your hat in the ring, become a fan on Facebook right on our wall. And we could have you here on Fridays to meet and greet with all of us. It was very nice meeting her. And we'll meet Dr. Ken for his daily dose of important medical information in just a moment here on Good Day.
You may have spotted Fiats in classic European movies, but the sporty Italian brand hasn't been seen in the U.S. for decades. Now a contemporary version of the Fiat 500 is available nationwide as part of Chrysler's new product lineup. Adapted for North American roads, the 2012 Fiat is one of the most fuel-efficient cars around, expected to get about 40 miles per gallon and loaded with advanced interactive technology. While the smart-looking compact personifies Italian style, it's designed to allow owners to express their own individuality, as Laura Suave, CEO of Fiat North America, explains.
This vehicle can be built over a half a million different ways. We have 14 exterior colors, 14 different interior color combinations, graphic packages, tons of options. So it's just a lot of fun that you can have when building your car.
There are three Fiat 500 models to choose from. With its state-of-the-art technology and savvy innovations, it looks like this long-established Italian brand is geared up for a new generation of Americans. For more information, visit www.fiatusa.com. I'm Bobby Owens.
Uh-oh.
What? Uh-oh.
I caught
food in your mouth.
Well, he's metafasted.
Parmesan puffs.
Ken, have you gotten to
take a lot of bites?
Well, did they send you this stuff, too? You're not actually going on the diet.
I just watched the results.
I know, but you could go on the diet. Wouldn't hurt you.
Look at you with the mouthful of cheese puffs there.
Well, these are Parmesan cheese puffs that MetaFast has put together. Now, this is recommended by Dr. Ken and lots of other physicians as well. And what I'm looking, what I'm seeing on the package, Ken, is that they are heart healthy, diabetes friendly. Why is that important? Why? I mean, heart healthy, I can understand, but that's a selling point, diabetes friendly. For people, I guess diabetes is brought about by folks who are too heavy, right? That's one of the causes of diabetes.
Some of these diets that you go on are just not healthy, but this is a diet that's been developed by trained and experienced dietitians in cooperation with physicians, and over 20,000 doctors since 1980 are recommending this. This is a healthy way to lose weight. I had a woman in my office yesterday in 2010, lost 50 pounds. Her blood pressure's down, her cholesterol's down, she's feeling better, and her blood sugar is down. And she's able to do her activities again.
All right, log on to MetaFastKen.com. Enter Dr. Ken. You'll save $50 on the food involved in this program when you sign up. You need to be on this program. You want to lose weight the fast, safe, simple, satisfying, and well-supported way? Go online, MetaFastKen.com. Enter Dr. Ken. Save $50. Or if it's easier for you, call them at 800-506-4115. And remember to use the code Dr. Ken to save the $50. Speaking of diabetes, there is some news about that today, Ken.
Lower your risk of diabetes by walking. This is out of the British Medical Journal. The people who walked more had the lowest risk of developing diabetes. And if you had diabetes, it just improved it.
Here's something for Clay. Sitting too long is bad for you.
European Heart Journal, it's just not the length of time we spend sitting down, but the number of times we get up during the time that can influence our health, lower the risk of heart disease, stroke, and diabetes.
Check out Dr. Ken. His weekend get-together is downloadable at gooddayshow.com, 51 after the hour.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Song again.
It's all right. I'm just getting a little tired of it.
I'm 100% on my karaoke.
I have the tiger performed by Survivor from all of the Rocky films. This is an anniversary of all of the Rocky films because it's Sylvester Stallone's anniversary, 63rd, in fact, today.
Wow.
Sylvester Stallone. Mr. T. Carl Weathers. Weathers, is that how you pronounce it?
Carl Weathers, yes.
Weathers, yeah, okay. Anyway.
He's in those Bud Light commercials now. It's really fun.
Is he?
Plays the coach, yeah.
But
funny.
He could be. I'm surprised he wasn't in that Invincible movie with Stallone. I suppose he didn't want to be in it. He would have been. He's an action hero from that era.
He was always kind of the second guy. He was never the main guy.
So was Dolph Lundgren. He was never the first guy.
Yeah, but he was always the main bad
wrestlers.
Guy.
They were never primary guys. That little was not Jackie Chan, wasn't it? Who was the
Bruce Lee? Not Bruce Lee.
No, there was a Chinese guy that was in the film. I can't remember.
Jet Li.
Jet Li.
Jet Li was in it. Yeah.
Right. So what happens to you when you're flying too fast? You know how you get jet lag and you're going across the
Jet Li.
It's 55 past the hour. Chucker is off today, but we still have our trivia. That is audio from a movie. We'd like you to identify the audio and win the Doug Steffen Prize. If you've never won before on Movie Moments, hustle to the phone and dial 800-510-8255 if you can identify this movie.
Whoa! We're going to have ourselves a time, boy!
Yeah, we certainly are.
What are we going to do?
I figured we all drive up Missouri. They ain't looking for me up there. We find a nice little place to hold up in. We have us a regular vacation.
No trouble now.
Oh, I ain't looking to go back to no prison.
Hmm. All right, so the interesting thing is two of the leads in this movie have the same birthday, and it's today. But this was the first major role for what was to become one of our, major character actors. Actually, 1, 2, 3 major stars in this movie. And it's been around for a long time. This movie is has to be close to 40 years old. All right, so see if you can figure it out. Next clip, Richie.
What line of work you in? When you're not stealing cars.
I'm looking for suitable employment right now.
Oh, yes, but what'd you do before?
I was in state prison.
State prison? Well, I guess some little lady wasn't so nice.
It was armed robbery.
Yeah, you should be getting closer to it. 800-510-8255. Here's the last clue.
I need the gimme.
You and me traveling together, we cut a path clean across this state, and Kansas, and Missouri, and Oklahoma, and everybody'd know about it. You listen to me, Miss Bonnet Parker. You listen to me. How would you like to go walking in the dining room of the Dolphins Hotel in Dallas?
All right, that's enough. Wearing a nice suit. Get it after that. You're lost in space. 800-510-8255. Some movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Hurry into the PetSmart Stock Up and Save sale and save up to 25% on over 1,000 essentials with your PetPerks card. It's a great way to stock up on food, treats, litter, and more. Save $5 on select varieties of Beneful dog food. Select cans of Friskies Wet Cat Food are 30 for $12. And save 20% on our new line of GNC pet supplements for dogs and cats. Right now at PetSmart. We love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, sale ends January 30th. Excludes Friskies Indoor Selects.
This MLK weekend, take advantage of Sears' big home appliance savings event. Get 30% off all Kenmore appliances and an extra 5% on all Kenmore when you use your Sears card. Plus, get 15% off all other brands. And get a Kenmore top-load high-efficiency washer and dryer for only $399.99 each. Hurry into Sears for these incredible savings. Search Sears Appliances for our everyday best prices guaranteed. Sears. Exclusions apply. See stores for details. 30 and 15% offers end 1/19. Kenmore laundry item offer valid 1/13 through 1/18. For full offers, see Sears.com. See price matching policy for
details. We're in danger this week of blowing out the phone lines here on several different occasions, and this is another one of them. I don't know if we need to get a new system or not. Richie, we'll see. Taylor Lautner doesn't seem to have to worry about his post-Twilight career, set to star in an untitled spy thriller being described as the Bourne Identity for the next generation. That'd be interesting.
Really?
He'll get paid $10 mil for the film. How old is this kid? 18?
Yeah, not 19? Even
20. Yeah. All right, 800-510-8255. Is there anybody who doesn't have it, Richie? I don't think so. I'm looking across the board here. Looks like we'll go to Tom in Elkhart, Texas. Tom, what's the name of that movie?
That'd be Bonnie Clyde with Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway.
And Gene Hackman, who made his big screen, big-time debut in this movie. You got it, sir. So you get the prize. Hold on. Thank you, Tom.